I was a huge comic book reader as a kid, but I stopped around 1970. By the end of that decade, I was a big punk rock music fan, going to CBGB's in New York. The Extraordinaires are a punk band today in Philadelphia, and you know the type. Sweaty guys, smelly club, amps turned up to 11. But last summer, without a budget and without any experience in theater, they got it into their heads to put on a musical for reasons known only to themselves and to our reporter, Jesse Dukes.
We don't want to put on a normal rock show ever again, ever anymore.
This is Jay Purdy, songwriter and singer for The Extraordinaires.
I think that rock shows have gotten incredibly boring. I mean, it seems like just like a couple of few dudes getting on stage and playing, like, you know, loud music.
It's not that The Extraordinaires don't love loud music. They do. But their songs tell stories, often whimsical stories.
Storytelling is just such a brilliant way of conveying human emotion, because I think it's fun for people. It's an escape. They can listen to the music and they can unload their emotions onto characters.
I'd introduce myself, but you already know by the flag that I'm flying overhead that I'm the captain of the finest ship in the ocean.
2 years ago, Jay and the band wrote an album called Ribbons of War. Concept album tells the tragic story of a sailing ship captain in love with an aviator, kind of an Amelia Earhart. It sounds all pirate chic and gimmicky, but Jay was serious.
The album of Ribbons of War is based on, like, my first serious relationship, and I was a very jealous person back then.
At shows, they performed the songs in sailor costumes and narrated parts of the story. But that didn't work so well.
If you're trying to tell a cohesive story from beginning to end, people are going to get lost because they're going to be going to the bar and coming back, or they're just going to be talking to their friends or going out to smoke cigarettes.
They wanted the audience to sit down and pay attention. And so they decided to stage it for real, with props, costumes, actors, dialogue. They tried to get some funding from the city of Philadelphia, and that fell through. And so they did it anyway.
Wings of the Fierce Island.
Okay. They begged favors, shanghaied friends, raided dumpsters and thrift stores to build the set. They recruited Amelia Meath, a dancer on her summer break from college, to work on it full time. She's the female lead, Annalise.
I really believe in The Extraordinaires. I think that Jay and Matt have an amazing work ethic. They didn't go to college, but they're just out there and making amazing things. And that's really exciting to me. It makes me feel like I could do that.
That is blasphemy! The captain would never bring a woman on board this ship!
The entire cast, 7 people, wrote the script together, democratically, based on Jay's concept. They had fun, and they did a great job making it funny. But remember, Jay had written a tragedy.
I don't think that we were at all capable of bringing to the stage the story that I originally intended to portray.
Ladies and gentlemen of Charlottesville, Virginia, take heed in our desperate words.
The debut is in Charlottesville, Virginia, where 3 of the Extraordinaires grew up. 80 people are crowded into the small black box theater. They spill out into the aisles.
For tonight, you look not upon man, but at the ghosts of men.
What?
Ghosts in here?
Sure, it's an easy hometown crowd, but right away they're laughing at all the right places.
You know, I'm going to have to ship out tomorrow.
I know. But you'll come back for me, won't you?
Jack Wilmerth, with the red coat, mutton chops, and thigh boots, makes a believable sea captain. Amelia, in her flying cap and goggles, gets to show off some fancy moves while she's singing.
When he left the shore, he promised he'd
return. In the story, the captain becomes jealous and arrogant, and as he does, the audience's mood changes. People seem a little disturbed as he locks Annalise in his cabin.
This is for your own good, Annalise.
I really think that it's important for you to care about these characters. I think we've done a good job of skirting the edge of it, especially near the war song. And you get to see the captain and Annalise kind of doing their final dance together after they've realized all these things about themselves. So I think that we achieve that in that moment.
J Jay's right. The crowd totally gets the tragedy. Even some of the scruffy and bearded punk rock fans are blinking away tears. Sure, Jay wanted a more dramatic play, but the Extraordinaires proved their point. This audience wants more and can handle more than those four guys playing loud guitar in a basement.
I feel like we've given Ribbons of War its last rites and we can finally move on.
For Studio 360, I'm Jesse Dukes.
The Extraordinaires are on tour right now, doing some of the songs from Ribbons of War. You can find out where to see them, and you can hear another song from their show at studio360.org. That is it for this week's show. Thanks very much for listening, and I hope you'll listen again next week.